1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jordan today, where he's been hearing from Middle Eastern regional ministers calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. In the meantime, more aid is making its way into the region. Here's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
About 100 trucks of humanitarian aid per day are now going into Gaza, thanks to U.S. mediation. That's quite a bit more than before. But the U.N. says there are still severe shortages of food, medicine, and especially water. And perhaps the biggest problem is fuel. Israel has banned fuel shipments, fearing that that will get into the hands of Hamas and fuel its war machine.
The Secretary of State is praising the uptick in humanitarian aid.
Just a little over a week ago, nothing was getting in. We had zero trucks moving in. Today, I think we had 105 trucks move in to Gaza with essential needs for people.
Antony Blinken speaking at a press conference in Jordan. All over the world, demonstrators have been calling for Hamas to release its hostages. Others have been demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That demonstration taking place today in Washington, D.C., led by the United States Campaign for Palestinian Rights. GOP presidential hopefuls have been speaking at the Florida Freedom Summit, including former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor DeSantis praised some of the actions long sought by conservatives in his state.
We're the first state in America to eliminate so-called DEI from our public universities. You know, they say that it's diversity, equity, and inclusion, but it's really just an ideological agenda.
A San Jose police officer is no longer on the force after sending racially biased text messages. KCBS's Mike DeWald has the story.
The text came to light in connection with a criminal investigation. The string of messages allegedly sent by San Jose police officer Mark McNamara came following an officer-involved shooting at a San Jose restaurant March of last year.
Vile, disgusting, unfortunately predictable.
Attorney Adante Pointer represents Kayon Green, the football standout shot by police. He says the texts call into question the legal proceedings the officer has been involved in.
UAW President Sean Fain outlined the details of that deal that ended the auto workers' strike.
We were able to wrench back so much of what these companies have stolen from us over the past few decades. We won back billions in contract gains. We won back our dignity as auto workers. We won back our pride in being UAW.
Fain spoke to union members via video feed. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there, and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Temperatures getting low, but demand remains high? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 32 tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 53. 47 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dob, the announcer, barely even acknowledges your existence here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, good to be with you. Crudy, Nate working hard on the board. Our fair audience, happy Friday to us all.
You know, on Friday, we air the grievances. The audience prepare to participate at 844-967-2789. But I got to tell you, Dom, maybe it's the rapid changing of the weather. It's given me something of a respiratory thing. I think the entire state's got it right now. But I'm a little bit of a, let's just say, a bitch right now. It's got my mood. It's affecting my mood. And as you pointed out before we came on the air, how would I tell the difference, Trudy? Implying that I'm not an otherwise lovable guy each and every day here on the radio with you.
I think sometimes, Crudy, your self-awareness, you know, it ebbs and flows. And perhaps today is one of those where you're on.
Well, I know I got a little bitch in me. Dom, let's start here. And we got some fine guests coming soon, so that's not a grievance. First and foremost, our friend Alan Robinson coming back with the 420 Facts, brought to us by our friends at Herbal Aspect. He'll join us very soon in studio here in Madison. And also Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's the new executive director, a new friend. We're getting to know him rapidly, Dom. And he will also be in studio here with me in the Solidarity Realty Studios, 92.7 WMDX. So that's all good.
Yes.
But the Chaos Caucus, Dom, they are supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member. And they're back in full crazy, man. I thought maybe the chaos was over. I thought maybe we had reached some sort of saneness just for a moment.
We have a new speaker, right? Finally coalesced around Mike Johnson. And now they're going to what? Work in unison and perform together. They're going to be the unity party.
Well, one of their first legislative propositions is supported by every Wisconsin Republican. That means you, Brian Stahl, you, Mike Gallagher, you, Glenn Grothman, you, Scotty Fitzgerald, you, Toxic Tom Tiffany, and you, profane Derek Van Orden, you, insurrectionist, you. But me, the Wisconsin House Republicans yesterday helped their party pass the standalone aid package for Israel, with an accompanying funding cut to the Internal Revenue Service, a measure doomed in the Senate that sets up a battle over support for Ukraine. So let me see
if I got a great idea. Let's throw something against the wall we know is not going to stick and see, and then we'll just roll with it and see what happens. All right? What do you think?
But what they're throwing against the wall, Dom, this aid package for Israel, and it's a very important time, one would think, to stand with our ally Israel. I'm not supportive of everything they're doing, but I think it's the time to stand with them. So, A, I think it's appropriate that we have an aid package. But B, the funding mechanism effectively is to undercut the Internal Revenue Service so Republican tax cheats like their Cheeto Messiah Donald Trump can continue to screw the rest of the American people by not paying what they owe in their taxes. In my understanding, this cut would cost the revenues, the collected revenues of tax cheats, something like $27 billion a year. To cut this money costs the federal government $27 billion per year. So that's how they intend to fund it, by creating havoc over here. And also, Dom, we don't support Ukraine because Putin... Sorry, I can barely keep myself at the microphone.
I mean, together, Prudy.
Why? Because they support Putin? We can't stand with the Ukrainians? Like, these are dissimilar things. I mean, I don't often find myself agreeing with Mitch McConnell, but Mitch McConnell sees the value of passing an aid package for both Ukraine and Israel at the same time. Are they not both our allies?
The Senate, I believe, has already passed their portion of it. So, of course, they're going to start butting heads with the House Republicans now. And every single one of these Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, they're down for this, even though they know this isn't going to go anywhere.
Dominic, a little bit from the Journal Sentinel's reporting, the proposal supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member is dead on arrival. In the Democratic-held Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would not bring the package up for a vote, noting it does not include support for Ukraine, humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza, or assistance to Taiwan in the Indo-Pacific, and President Joe Biden threatened to veto it. Schumer called the clawback of IRS funding a poison pill. The crazy is back, Dom. Have they learned nothing? There's nothing. And the fact that every Wisconsin Republican would support this, I mean, this wasted effort, is indicative of the headline over here, Dana Milbank. I want to throw this one out right from the top as well, Dom. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. The People's House is back in business and crazier than ever, I'd say. A little bit from this piece, Dom. Again, supported by every Wisconsin Republican congressional member. So you thought the election of a new speaker might calm the chaos and the fratricide among the House Republicans? Oh, my sweet summer child.
Oh, that's so cute.
Heard that expression before. That's like, bless your heart.
Bless your heart, child.
This week, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dom's girl, three-toe, forced a vote in the House on censuring Rep. Rashida Tlaib. She's a Dem from Michigan, on accusations of being anti-Semitic. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was the one, she was the one with the Jewish space lasers, Dom. And she's accusing Rashida Tlaib of being anti-Semitic. I guess it takes one to know one. As Dana Milbanks writes, it was funny enough that the Congresswoman's Jewish space lasers herself was accusing somebody else of being anti-Semitic, but her censure resolution was so over the top, it accused Tlaib of leading an insurrection, that 23 Republicans joined all Democrats in tabling it. And after the vote, leading an insurrection. Her words, Dom.
Again, something that perhaps Marjorie Taylor Greene knows a little bit about.
Or maybe her buddy Trump does. After the vote, Rep. Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, said via Twitter that the censure resolution was deeply flawed and made legally and factually unverified claims, including the claim of leading an insurrection. Green shot back on social media. You voted to kick me out of the Freedom Caucus, but keep CNN wannabe Ken Buck and vaping, groping Lauren Boebert, and you voted with the Democrats to protect terrorist Tlaib. That was the quote on the social medias from Marjorie Taylor Greene. To unpack the Green crazy, Rep. Ken Buck has criticized fellow Republicans' plan to impeach President Biden, you know, without any evidence. Rep. Lauren Boebert was kicked out of a Denver performance of the musical Beetlejuice with her date after causing a disturbance that involved both vaping and groping. And asked about the accusation from Green, Roy told The Hill's Michael Chanel, tell her to go chase her so-called Jewish space lasers if she wants to spend time on that sort of thing. Green.
Well, she can't let that lie, though, Crudy. I'll jump in here. Green replied with a new post, because this is what we do in Congress now. Oh, shut up, Colonel Sanders. You're not even from Texas, more like the DMV. Roy, who grew up in Northern Virginia, has a white goatee, and not unlike the whiskers on the chin, the late founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Ladies and gentlemen, writes Dana Milbank from the Washington Post, the People's House is back in business. In the 9 days since Republicans pulled Mike Johnson from the backbenches, the new speaker has presided over a second failed attempt to expel Rep. George Santos, a Republican from New York, the introduction of not one, but two resolutions to censure Tlaib and a resolution to censure Jamal Bowman for pulling a fire alarm during the vote. Johnson managed to turn an area of near unanimous support into a partisan brouhaha by making funds to help Israel defend itself against Hamas contingent on a provision making it easier for the wealthy to cheat on their taxes. I mean, of course they did, because that's what Republicans do. With just 2 weeks to go until the federal government runs out of funding, Johnson is floating a cockamamie laddered approach that would replace the looming shutdown threat with 12 new shutdown threats.
What a deal.
This is the new leader's idea of a functioning house. Maybe having the house speakerless and inoperative for 22 days wasn't so bad after all. The feuding in the GOP resumed immediately after Johnson's elevation. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith publicly blasted Matt Gaetz for causing the crisis by filing a motion to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Gaetz responded by some speculated, insinuating on social media that Smith is gay. Smith called me a liar, Gaetz wrote. It is a somewhat predictable projection because he lives a lie every day. Gaetz declined to elaborate. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer stepped up his efforts to impeach Joe Biden with the panel's announcement that Joe Biden received $40,000 in laundered China money. Bank records indicate it was actually a repayment of a loan Biden made to his brother when the current president was a private citizen. Comer's wild allegations keep crumbling upon scrutiny, which might explain why he said of his impeachment inquiry, quote, I don't know that I want to hold any more hearings, to be honest with you, unquote. He prefers closed door depositions, which he can selectively leak to create false impressions. And Buck pointed to his colleague's allergy of facts when he announced this week that he was retiring from Congress. His quote. Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol, and asserting that the ensuing prosecutions are a weaponization of our justice system. Buck said in a video explaining why he was quitting. Of these self-serving lies, he continued, these insidious narratives breed widespread cynicism and erode America's confidence in the rule of law. It is impossible for the Republican Party to confront our problems and offer a course correction for the future while being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance or contrived injustices of the past. Contrived. Fuck, man. They're always so articulate and brave when they're walking out the door.
You know, there's more in that piece. I wish we had more time to lay it out for you.
It's crazy, though. I mean, it's crazy. It's a whole new level of crazy.
It makes me a little bitchy, I got to tell you, man. I mean, we air the grievances on Friday. Our next run of fine guests will be amongst them. We got Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect. We got our friend Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And, of course, we got you as well. Friday's for your grievances, your little bitches, if you know what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Thank God it's Friday.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the super cool Civic Media app. You can find it in your Apple stores, your Google stores, and follow the Devil's Advocates everywhere you go.
Dom, you've always got that short-term memory problem. I'll help you with that. Thanks, got a fine guest who's joined me here in the WMDX studios. He's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. And Alan, you bringing us some 420 facts today?
Oh, man, I've got the news for you all the time. Today is going to be a little bit more subdued because we're not happy about the Speaker of the House.
Speaker Johnson. The head of the crazy caucus.
Yeah, that's going to be correct. So the gentleman is vehemently opposed to cannabis reform in any way. We are talking about even moderate reforms. Well, the 2018 Farm Bill is what companies like mine operate under. Now, we need a continuing resolution in order to make that Farm Bill continue on after the 17th. Is it the 17th of November? I smoke a lot.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. It's coming up quick.
So let me understand this if I can. Let me see if I'm following the math here. The Farm Bill that legalized cannabis under federal law,
yes,
not all cannabis, but certain derived cannabis products, and you sell those things through Herbal Aspect. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
And under state and federal law, what you sell, the cannabis you sell, is legal.
Right.
Unless the federal government fails to extend what is currently contained in the agricultural bill from 2018.
That is right.
That would really upset the apple cart here in the state of Wisconsin, all across the nation, because there's lots of people that have followed you into this industry.
You know, when you say all across the nation, I've got some of the single most unlikely allies in Congress and in the advocacy space for this that you could imagine.
Name names.
Well, no, but I will say, I'll say Kentucky Republicans. Right. Those advocacy groups in the bluegrass state, you know, they've got great relationships with the obstructionist party in power in the House, and they've leveraged those relationships for the benefit of rural farmers and local shops like my own to build support for, you know, cannabis reform in Congress. And unfortunately, Speaker Johnson has really held up those efforts.
There have been our friend, Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. They are legal cannabis distributor here in the state of Wisconsin. But my understanding is there are banking regulations that still impact your industry tremendously. And they're not exactly moving towards resolution under this speaker or this Congress.
I don't necessarily have the same banking troubles as legal cannabis does. You know, and as a benefit of the 2018 Farm Bill, you know, I don't have the sort of regulation that legal cannabis has. We're not taxed the same way. We're, you know, things are much, much more hands off at the federal level, and we really like that. But what we really do need is to have some of those protections that other businesses also benefit from.
You mean like if the FCC stopped operating on November 17th and suddenly none of us were licensed to be radio stations? that would affect my industry, let's say, in a similar fashion.
Yeah, it would suck for you. It would suck for me.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We got a friend who I perceive to be an expert on the topic of cannabis. He brings his 420 facts on Friday, sponsored by the Herbal Aspect, his fine shop. You got three fine shops in this town.
Yeah,
I was at the one yesterday.
So you were at our flagship location over there on University Avenue. But today I'm going to be going over to Gammon Road. That's where the Build Your Own Blunt Bar is located. It's a great place. We got seltzers. We got all the cannabinoids that you could potentially desire. Every one of them. Legal and illegal cannabis is misleading. It's all derived from the exact same plant. And what we have here just loopholes its way through to your doorstep.
Before I let Dom in, let me, well said, sir, let me express something. While I've been partaking of the legal and mostly illegal cannabis trade since, let's say, 1983, 84 time frame, mostly you just smoke what the guy sold you.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm a grown-up now. Mm. I got a real job. I can afford to be a little more selective, but I need an education. And if I need an education, I think I speak for a lot that might be listening to my voice. A lot of people do because, you know, I know it's green. I know they used to sell it in the bag. They lick clothes. But above and beyond that, man, I don't know much about what's in there. And I'd like to change that. So how could I educate myself? How can I be educated as a consumer before I start dropping coin?
Yeah, man, I'd say you can come on by, log on to herbalaspect.com and get yourself a cannabis consultation. It's a $50 value. We're giving them to Devil Radio listeners for free.
Well, I like that price.
Yeah, you just got to use the code Devil Radio at checkout, schedule yourself a 20-minute consultation, and what we'll do is we'll discern what cannabinoids are going to be right for you. We're going to figure out a good dosage for you. We're going to figure out what way of consumption is going to be best for you to treat.
Yeah, some people want to go to sleep. That's not me. I got jobs to do. I got to work. So
some people have chest colds. They should maybe have an edible. Hey, Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects. Let me jump in here quickly, if I may. Not so long ago, the Biden administration moved to have HHS ask DEA to reschedule marijuana from what, a 1 to a 3, something along those lines.
Sure.
And of course, now the legal cannabis that you sell is not even on the schedule. So I just want to get your sense. Do you think that what we define as the federal government defines as illegal cannabis right now should even be scheduled?
No, it absolutely needs to be
de-scheduled. How would you rate the Biden administration on this effort?
Yeah, poor. The fact of the matter is cannabis needs to be de-scheduled. Rescheduling cannabis at the federal level signals fresh congressional intent. And not to get into a whole bunch of legal mumble-jumble, but I just want to basically say that means that the DEA and all the feds could come down and on any state that has legalized cannabis and throw their entire industry into complete upheaval with rescheduling. What you need to do is completely deschedule cannabis, and then you won't have that problem.
Dom, do you have more questions? Because otherwise I'd like to selfishly get back to my cannabis education and how I get that free consult down at the Herbal Aspect, because you went a little too quick for me. Slow down, man. I want to hear that again, because I got to take a note here.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the free consultation? Because I want to learn more. I don't want to be an uninformed consumer with a bag full of stems and seeds like I used to get in college.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, right, starting next week, you'll be able to log on herbalaspect.com and click a button that says cannabis consultations. That will lead you to a scheduling portal. You put in Devil Radio, and there you go.
It's free.
It's free. $50 value.
And
I'll give you 10% off your purchase too once you.
Well,
do
I was gonna say I'm not getting educated not to buy something. Now you got to point me in the right direction. So yeah. Again, say that deal, because
Man, I'll let you know. So if you with your consultation, you know, with your first purchase, I'll go ahead and give you a 10% off discount for Devil Radio listeners.
I like that deal.
There it is.
Free consultation. A deal on my legal cannabis, FDA approved, state approved. This is the good stuff. And it's done right with a side of education by my friend Alan Robinson. Thank you for the 420 facts. Go see him at the Herbal Aspect or schedule your consultation, herbalaspect.com. Our friend Nick Ramos coming in from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign next.
Thanks, Alan.
For From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like...
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot! Oh! Oh my God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship.
All the legends.
Leaf deep breakaway, Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it, scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the fifth-ranked Badgers try to sweep the fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Jason Jennings, our producer in our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Happy to have former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, a fantastic college hockey game last night. A lot of ebbs and flows between the Badgers and the Wolverines. 2-2 after one. Michigan then took a 4-2 lead. 6 minutes left in the second. Badgers score three unanswered goals. The last two coming within a 29-second span late third period for a 5-4 victory. Mike Hastings' squad extends its winning streak to five games, now 8-1 overall, 3-0 in the Big Ten. Michigan dictated a lot of the game last night, Ian, but when the Badgers had to do something or make plays, they did, and we've seen that happen quite a bit so far this season. Five of their eight wins so far have been come from behind variety.
If you never saw the score sheet, you would think that Michigan was the better team. I mean, just basically looking at it from an analytics, statistics, whatever you want to call it. The amount of golden scoring opportunities for Michigan far outnumbered what the Badgers had going for them. But as I've said for the last probably five or six games, they got this guy named Kyle somebody playing for the Badgers. And McClellan was stalwart again last night. He was really, really good. And at crunch times, too, at pivot, what I call pivotal times in the game, when it's 4-2, it could have been 6-2 after those two breakaways situations that he gave. So I give all the credit to Kyle, and I think, to be honest with you, the rest of the team feeds off of that.
Yeah, McClellan stopped the last 12 shots he faced last night, including eight in the third period when Michigan still had a one-goal lead before Simon Tassi tied it at 15:45, and then Owen Lindmark won it at 16:14. McClellan back in goal tonight. Same with Jake Barczewski for the Michigan Wolverines. It's Wisconsin and Michigan, and we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 32 tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 53. 47 tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison. Series finale tonight. Fourth-ranked Michigan, fifth-ranked Wisconsin after a wildly entertaining game last night. But the Badgers rallied to win 5-4. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us. And that was a lot of fun to watch for fans and broadcasters. How about coaches?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if, I liked the way it ended. But there were a few chapters in that book that, were things that we're going to have to clean up if we want to have similar result tonight. Our puck management, our decision making in the offensive zone as far as being probably overly aggressive with our third guy. And they're a team that when you give them outnumbered rushes, if we give them the same number of outnumbered rushes tonight, we're going to be in trouble. So our puck management, I liked our discipline. I like that our power play went out and made a difference last night, which it's done for us the last few games, which is a positive. But, a little bit of racehorse hockey, I think that probably favors Michigan more than ourselves. But it was nice to see us find a way to get it done.
You had better puck possession, though, in the third period when you were able to come from behind. A lot of that starts with faceoffs, but also just puck battles along the wall or wherever it may be.
Well, and not getting too excited about trying to force things offensively. If you can make somebody defend for an extended period of time, their will can be broken. And we've talked about trying to have that happen, possess it, continue to possess it, not throw it around, have purpose where we put it so that it's in a spot where we can get it. And, when we do that, we're a much better team than when we don't.
Your backside wing was finding some space. I don't know what Michigan's defenders were doing, but how many times did you see the weak side spring open for your club last night?
Yeah, you know, it worked for us a few times, and it worked for them a few times. So, I mean, we're, you know, you get on a little bit wider sheet. Emotions get going in a series like this. It's two teams that, you know, are excited about playing on offense. So if there's a 50-50, it's probably 60-40 in their eyes. And so, you know, from us, again, it's just having some maturity tonight. And mistakes are part of the game. It's what defines a game usually, and who can capitalize the mistakes of the other team and who can minimize the amount of mistakes that end up costing you.
Yeah. And isn't it difficult to stay within your structure when you're playing a team like that that forces the pace like it does?
Yeah, they do. They stress you out. And what I mean by that is with their pace, with their ability to possess pucks, they like to try and break you down one-on-one. They're very patient. So if you get too aggressive and you're not responsible in that aggressiveness, they're gonna play right by you or play behind you. So, again, I think we can be better. I know Michigan's going to be better, so it should be quite a night.
Series finale tonight, the Badgers and the Wolverines. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin and Michigan tonight. Puck drop in about 20 minutes or so. Mike Hastings is with us. You know, you go down the line chart. A lot of times coaches will say, don't look at the line chart and say that's number one line, number two, number three, number four. But your fourth line on your depth chart last night was really good with Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach and Tyson Dick combined for 2 goals, 6 points, plus 5. You'll take that any night from any line, won't you?
Yeah, we will. And, you know, before Owen ended up, you know, having the mishap at Bemidji where he ended up getting a concussion and had been out of the lineup, that line, even though it was, you know, he was centering a line that would be fourth on our chart that we turned in, but he sure wasn't playing that way, and he didn't play that way again last night. If we're going to be successful over time, our depth needs to be a strength, and, you know, that isn't a question mark from the guys that were in the lineup when Owen wasn't there, but I thought he was exceptional last night. I thought Horbach was exceptional with his intensity and his ability to play with pace. And then I think you saw what Tyson Dick is. He's a really smart hockey player that can make plays when they're there. And that line carried us last night. You know, I know we scored some power play goals and we needed those, but 5-on-5, they were our most effective unit.
You were talking about depth. Your captain, Mike Vorlicky, out of the lineup last night, blocked a shot last night, won't be able to go this evening. You've been rotating your freshman, Brady Cleveland and Zach Scholes. Now they'll both get ice time tonight. You see them incrementally getting better, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? Brady Cleveland, regardless of if Mike was going to be in or out of the lineup tonight, would have been in the lineup again. Just through his play and what it's been as of late. Zach Scholes, he's been in and out of the lineup, but he's consistently getting better. We're going to need both those guys as well as the rest of our defensive core. We have to be a bit more responsible with the puck. We've talked about it. I think they're more than willing to, go out and play a little bit more responsible while they're still trying to create some offense from our back end, because we need both sides of that if we're going to be effective.
Finally for you, you remained on the ice last night after the victory, and the boys celebrate by singing Varsity with the Crease Creatures, and you're applauding along the way. The atmosphere last night was something that Owen Lindmark said in his 5 years here he had never experienced. That was quite an atmosphere last night, and I'm expecting about the same here again tonight.
Yeah, without the people in the building, it's not the same experience. And, as I said in the press conference last night, and the guys have addressed multiple times, when you have that energy in the building, we really drew off that energy. Now, we had to do something to make them get involved, which if I'm on the other side of the fence, I understand that clearly, because when I plunk down a dollar, I want to be entertained. And it was entertaining hockey on both sides, some good, some not so good. I like the way it ended, but tonight's game is going to be an incredible challenge because they're going to reload a little bit. Nobody wants to get swept. We want to try and stay on the train that we're on right now and make sure that we can play entertaining hockey, but be responsible in that process. So it's a great challenge for us. Should be a great night of hockey.
That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Michigan coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fans filing in here at the Kohl Center. The upper deck is open. Fans across the way from face-off circle to face-off circle in each zone. They're also behind each goal. Largest crowd the Badgers have had here in several years, honestly. And it was loud last night. A lot of fun to watch. Michigan up 4-2, but couldn't defend down the stretch. Gave up three goals, two on a power play, and lost 5-4. The Wolverines 5-3-1 under second-year coach Brandon Nerado, 1-1-1 in league play. They've scored four or more goals six times in nine games so far this season, Ian, but they've given up four goals or more four times in nine games this season. Can they continue to play like this and be successful where they're outscoring teams? I should add, they did it last year and made it to the Frozen Four.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I always look back in my history book, and there was a big philosophical change when I took over at Eau Claire. I said, I don't care if we win 7-5, just we win.
Sure, sure.
So we just score more goals than they did. And the year that we had the big team and made it to the NCAAs, we were averaging 5.5 goals per game. Wow. But giving up 4.6. But you know what? That one goal was the difference the whole time when it was there. And it doesn't hurt that you had a power play that went at 37% for the year.
Yeah. Right.
Works out good. Yep. And if the power play continues to click like it is here, could be the formula.
Michigan's averaging 5.4 goals per game, giving up 2.8 per contest. Wolverines have a power play clicking at better than 40%. By the way, last 10 meetings between Wisconsin and Michigan, the winning team has scored at least four goals, and the two teams combined have averaged 8 goals per game in their previous 10 meetings. So expect another high-scoring affair tonight, right?
It's not going to be a grind them up and, both wingers back, one guy forecheck, and it's going to be one-on-one hockey. It's going to be a lot more free flow like we saw in the second period in particular, I would imagine. And it wouldn't surprise me that if either team, if it gets tight or gets close, starts springing the guy, letting the guy basket hang out, stay in the neutral zone, force the defenseman to back out of the zone, all of those things that can come into play. But, again, it'll be dictated by how the score is.
Sure. Last night, with a 5-4 win, the Badgers snapped a 37-game losing streak in which they allowed four goals or more, and snapped a 45-game winless streak when allowing four goals or more. Their last win in such a circumstance, a 7-6 victory over Arizona State in February of 2020. Badgers and Wolverines will set the line charts in a moment. Plus, elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan State, Ohio State tied at 3 in the third. Spartans after a sweep. Minnesota trying to sweep Minnesota Duluth at home in a non-conference series. Notre Dame at Penn State for a Saturday-Sunday series. Game 1 will face off in about 30 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clery has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clery, president of Clery Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clerybuilding.com.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back at the Kohl Center, Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Our injury update tonight. The Badgers without team captain and fifth-year defenseman Mike Borlicki. Blocked a shot with his hand last night, stung him, wasn't able to hold on to his stick, still can't today. So Borlicki's out of the lineup. That means freshman Brady Scholes and, beg your pardon, Zach Scholes and Brady Cleveland will play today for the first time in a single game together. They've been alternating every other game, but now the freshmen Cleveland and Scholes, both from the National Team Development Program, in the lineup. Charlie Strain will return from a four-game absence with a lower body injury. Struggled a bit last night. Didn't see a consistent shift. He's scratched tonight. Healthy scratches, Sam Stang and Sawyer Scholl. And Michigan minus Jackson Hollum, their fastest player. He got clobbered in an open ice check last night and did not return. Our lineup's brought to you by Quick Trip, and in goal is Kyle McClellan for Wisconsin, the senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 8-1, a 189 goals against, a 924 save percentage, and two shutouts. Saw Kyle prior to the game last night, and while he was excited about last night's win, he says Wisconsin can play better if it sticks with its structure. How difficult is it to stay within a structure when you're playing a team like Michigan, Ian?
Well, you get caught in the moment. To be honest with you, it's no different than when you're in a sandlot game or playing shinny hockey or whatever it is. If the moment dictates that you're going to go 100 miles an hour, that's what you're trying to get into. And it takes a mature person, especially a hockey player, to back off and say, this is not what we were supposed to be playing. This is the way we're supposed to be playing. And it's one of those deals where it's hard to correct emotion. That's sure. The best way to put it.
Wisconsin will face Jake Barczewski, the graduate student transfer from Canisius. Last night, Barczewski couldn't stop two goals last night. 24 of 29 between the pipes for Michigan last night. Starting defenseman for the Wolverines, sophomore Seamus Casey, a fantastic player to watch. Casey, 4 goals, 15 points this season. His D partner, Tyler Duke, a sophomore, 5 assists so far for him. Gavin Brindley, the starting center, potted a pair last night for Michigan. He's got 9 goals in 9 games. His left wing, Dylan Duke, a junior. And then the right wing is Rutger McGroarty, who's got 5 goals and 16 points through 9 games this season. For Brandon Morado, 31-15-4 in his second season as head coach. Starting defenseman for the Badgers in front of goaltender Kyle McClellan, Daniel Lodge, the junior from Altoona, a goal, 2 points in 9 games this season. Did not get scored upon last night while Michigan scored 4 times. He has just been a lockdown defenseman, and paired with Anthony Kerr, the senior from Winnipeg, they have been very, very good in the back end.
A lot of people were surprised at who was out there for the last minute and 24 seconds when the Badgers had the goaltender, or Michigan had the goaltender pulled. But think about this. There's Tyson Dick, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Horbach, Daniel Latch, and Anthony Kerr. They play the system. That's exactly what they wanted, and that's exactly what they got.
Badgers starting forward line tonight. The centerman, Christian Fitzgerald, sophomore from Coquitlam, British Columbia, goal, 9 points in 9 games. He's riding a 5-game point scoring streak with 7 helpers in that span. Quinn Finley, the freshman from Swamico, Wisconsin, he scored a goal last night, his 3rd of the season. And Simon Tassi, the sophomore from Montreal, game tying goal last night, game winning goal last Friday against Minnesota, game tying goal 2 weeks prior against Bemidji State. So those are your lineups brought to you by Quick Trip. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for